Allegiant has been a fixture at the airport since at least 2003, and news of their, pardon the pun, departure came very suddenly. So, Molly, what details do we know about why they are leaving Northern Colorado?
Well, in late August, officials from the city of Loveland and the Fort Collins-Loveland Airport were informed that Allegiant Airlines had decided to stop service to the area. Allegiant flew to Las Vegas and to Phoenix, Arizona from Northern Colorado. They stopped service to Phoenix immediately, and service to Las Vegas is supposed to end October 29th.
Do we know what Allegiant's main reason for canceling their service was?
Unfortunately, we still don't have a good answer to that question. As I understand it, folks from both the city and the airport tried to get answers from Allegiant, but were only told that the move was the result of, quote, an internal business decision.
Was it anything related to performance? I mean, how was Allegiant doing in the Northern Colorado market?
Pretty well. According to the airport director, Jason Lacone, Allegiant's profitability was excellent out of Northern Colorado. The number of passengers who had boarded planes at the airport increased 26% to nearly 45,000 in 2011 from 2010. Allegiant passengers represented 95% of that total. The most recent financial statements also show that the company is doing well as a whole.
Well, I know that the airport made several upgrades recently, including resurfacing the runway into its terminal. Here's what Jason Lacone, the airport director, had to say when I spoke to him last week.
We did have a pretty large project, a $7.5 million project to rehabilitate our primary runway, and we also put an extension on our terminal to accommodate, the additional traffic that we've been receiving.
So, Molly, it's probably likely that another airline is going to step in and pick up where Allegiant left off.
That does seem to be the consensus. Both the airport director and the president of the Fort Collins Convention and Visitors Bureau think that it won't take long at all for a new airline to enter the picture. It seems most likely that the new carrier will be a smaller, discount Western airline with a business model similar to Allegiant's, which included packages with flights and hotel stays. Any airline that takes Allegiant's place will most likely fly to Las Vegas because of how popular those flights were with Northern Coloradans.
So what are some of the airlines that meet those qualifications then?
Well, there are a lot of them, of course, but we looked at three in particular. JetBlue, Spirit Airlines, and AirTran, which is a subsidiary of Southwest Airline.
So why did you focus on those three airlines?
Well, JetBlue already flies out of DIA, but from there it doesn't fly to Las Vegas. Spirit's business model is probably closest to Allegiant's because Spirit enables passengers to package flights and hotel stays together, as well as rental car service. Spirit Airlines will have flights from Denver to both Las Vegas and Phoenix beginning in October, but it seems like the Fort Collins-Loveland Airport would fit better with them because it's a much smaller airport than DIA. AirTran also has a presence at DIA, but does not fly to either Las Vegas or Phoenix from Denver. AirTran also has a strong business travel program called A2B, which offers travelers a variety of benefits.
Okay, Molly, thank you.
Thank you.
Molly Armbrister is a reporter at the Northern Colorado Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.